High School Basketball is brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the jungle. Hastings High School and high school basketball for the boys here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Hastings High Tigers hosting the Centennial Broncos, a new team on the schedule this year for the Hastings High Tigers. If you heard the pregame show, you kind of got the background of that as Coach Rosno getting together with Coach Bob Fish of Centennial, setting this basketball game up for this particular night. So Centennial and Bob Fish, Scott Rosno, and the Hastings High Tigers will go at it in just a few minutes here at the Jungle, the Tiger Gymnasium on the campus of Hastings High School. The Tigers come in with 2 wins and 9 losses, coming off of 2 losses last week, Thursday and Friday, to 2 very good teams, to Minden at Minden, 56-38, and to McCook on this floor last Friday, 57-43. So the Tigers coming in with 2 wins, 9 losses. Their last win was January 8th when they beat Lexington here, 46-38. The Tigers come in scoring at 43 points a game, giving up 52.6 per contest. They have out-rebounded their opponents by 1 per game, with the Tigers shooting 40% from the floor, their opponents 45%, and the Tigers have turned the ball over more than their opponents, 188 times, their opponents 139 times. But again, the Tigers have out-rebounded their opponents by 17 on the season total. So Hastings High will come in led by Ty Anderson in scoring at 7.7. Tyler Rebarger, 7.3 points per game. Cade Welke, 6.8. Brady Menke, 5.3 points per game. Patrick Opperman, 6.5 points per game. Will Reimer, 2.7 points per contest, as the Tigers come in again scoring at 43 per contest, 2-9 on this basketball season. Bob Fish leads his Centennial Broncos into the game, and of course, as Coach Rosno talked about again on the pregame show, Bob Fish is the son of Bob Fish Sr., I guess we could say Bob Fish Sr., and the Fish family here in Hastings. Bob Fish here, a graduate of Hastings High, played sports here and basketball also at Hastings College. Mike Trader was coach, so local flavor to this basketball game. Cam Scholl is one of the assistants for the Broncos in this contest. He's the former Deschler star athlete, and also over at Hastings College played some basketball over there. So we have a little local and area flavor involved in this game tonight, as the Centennial Broncos at 4-8 on the year, Hastings High Tigers and Scott Rosno at 2-9. The Broncos come in averaging 45.5 points per game, giving up 46.7. Now they shoot 35% from the floor total field goals, their opponents 37%, and they have out-rebounded their opponents about 2 per contest. Two kind of similar teams here, no one with anybody in double figures with as far as average is concerned here tonight. We're going to listen now to the playing of the national anthem by the Hastings High Pep Band. And the playing of our national anthem here at Hastings High School before Hastings High and Centennial Boys High School basketball here tonight. The Broncos come in, as we mentioned, 4 wins, 8 losses on the season. They lost their first 5 games to start the season. So they've won 4 out of their last 7, including their last outing at home against Central City, 58-27, last Saturday night. Losses on the season to Centennial, to David City, York, Tri-County, Milford, and Wahoo to start the season. Then three wins in a row over Fairbury, Friend, and Malcolm. A loss to Sutton by Centennial on January 7, 54-37. A loss at Raymond Central, at Columbus Lakeview, and then the win over Central City last Saturday. So the Broncos at four wins and eight losses on the season. Centennial will start Kendall Guerin. He's a 5'11" junior, 8.8 points, 3.3 rebounds. Logan Bruins, a 6'2" senior, 8.4 points, 5.8 rebounds. John DeWard is a 6'8" senior, 6.2 points, 6.8 rebounds per game. Brother Aaron DeWard is a 5'10" sophomore, 7 points a game for Aaron, 1.6 rebounds. And Clint Gruber is a 5'11" senior, 1.8 points, 1.8 rebounds per game. And we'll see probably pretty quickly off the bench, Keaton Kuchera. He's actually the leading scorer on average, 9.6 points for the Broncos, 6.1 rebounds, Keaton Kuchera. So really there's six starters for this basketball team. John DeWard, the big 6'8 senior, was injured early in the season, missed a few games. So Kuchera is basically a starter also for the Broncos. For Hastings High, expected to start tonight, Tyler Rebarger, a 6'1" sophomore. Cade Welke, a 6'3" junior. Patrick Opperman, a 6'3" junior. Brady Menke, a 6' junior. And Will Reimer, the 5'10 sophomore, gets the start tonight for the Tigers. And Menke averages 5 points a game, Rebarger 7, Welke 6.8. And for the Tigers, Will Reimer 2.7 points per game, and Cade Welke averages 6.8 for the Tigers. Welke has been the leading rebounder for Hastings High on the season at 5.5 per contest. Brady Menke pulls down 4 per game. So the Tigers, again, with the balanced scoring, no one in double figures, no one in double figures on average. For the Broncos, they spread the scoring around, and these two teams need to be consistent offensively tonight as the Tigers in the home white with the orange numerals, orange and black trim, the traveling royal blue for the Broncos as they will go from left to right. And Logan Bruins will jump center against Cade Welke, and the tip controlled by the Tigers as they go from right to left. They will start out facing a man-to-man defense from Centennial, and the Tigers with the basketball. Rebarger on the left wing. They look inside for Welke, but have no pass there. Top of the key now to Reimer, to Menke, right side to Opperman. Patrick with it to Rebarger. Left side now to Will Reimer, to Opperman, to Brady Menke. Again, it's a man-to-man defense. Inside to Welke, to Opperman, Reimer. Left side to Rebarger. Spins on the lane, puts up a five-footer off the baseline. Off, no good rebound shot. Put up, no good by Opperman. Pulled out of there by the Broncos, and coming out of there with it is Clint Gruber. Gruber runs from left to right as the Broncos quickly head into the front court. Now Clint will dribble it out between the rings and slow things down. The Tigers start out in a man-to-man defense. Pass right side to Aaron DeWater, and he's tied up by Tyler Rebarger. And, of course, on alternate possessions on the jump ball, team with the last possession will get the basketball this time, and it will stay with the Broncos. They inbound the basketball to Clint Gruber. He's a 5'11" senior, doesn't do much scoring. To Guerin, and now to Aaron DeWard. Left wing to Gruber. Inside to Logan Bruins. Bruins and DeWard expected to do a lot of the scoring. They hope to work inside against the Tigers tonight. On the wing is Aaron DeWard. Deliberate offensive stancer inside to the 6'8". DeWard and a whistle. John DeWard is 6'8" senior. He's fouled in the play. The Tigers' Patrick Opperman picks up the first foul of the contest. So the Tigers face that big 6'8" frame of the senior, John DeWard. And non-shooting situation. And the Broncos inbound. They do long. It's tipped away by the Tigers, but grabbed on the play. Driving down the lane, a left-handed shot up. No good by Guerin. Rebound by John DeWard. He goes up for the shot, and he hits the deck, and he's fouled again. So John DeWard will go to the line to shoot two. Tyler Rebarger picks up the foul. So the Tigers' tallest starters are Opperman at 6'3", Welke at 6'3". John DeWard at 6'8" will go to the line now to shoot two for the Centennial Broncos, the royal blue and white. The Broncos, the free throw up and good. First point of the game goes to Centennial, 1-0. Centennial, a class C1 team. Bob Fish, the coach, they're 4-8 on the season, but won their last outing. Second free throw off the front of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Reimer. Reimer to Rebarger, 1-0 Broncos, Tigers in the front court. Reimer to Opperman, right side to Brady Menke. Menke for the Tigers. To Rebarger, back to Menke. Look inside for Welke, bounce pass inside to Cade. Tigers, again, like to go inside out in their offense. Opperman has it on the wing to Rebarger, to Menke, to Opperman. Now to Reimer. The Tigers very deliberate here. Will with the basketball, gives up his dribble, bounce pass inside to Welke, drives on the baseline, shot put up with the left hand, will roll out of there, no good. They bound for it. Welke gets his own rebound in the lane, shot put up with the left hand, good by Cade Welke. It will count, and he's fouled. The Tigers get their first lead. And the foul called on John DeWard. That's his first. Into the ballgame quickly, and there's that man, Keaton Kuchera, 6'1" junior, the leading scorer for the Broncos. 6.1 rebounds as Logan Bruins goes out. So Kuchera, almost 2 minutes before the number six man, actually another starter for the Broncos, comes into the game. Welke with the left hand, the free throw short, and Cade was across the free throw line. The shot was going to be short off the rim. Cade realized that, charged into the lane to try to get his rebound and called for the violation there. So negates the free throw attempt. Anyway, so a two-point field goal, 2-1 Tigers from the wing for three. Off no good by Aaron DeWard. John DeWard gets the rebound for the Broncos to brother Aaron. To Clint Gruber, top of the key. Gives it up to Kendall Guerin on the wing to Aaron DeWard. Inside to John DeWard. Tipped away from him. Lost control of it on the near side is DeWard, and he knocked it out of bounds. And officials look at each other, and they say it's Tiger basketball. Centennial turns it over for the first time in the contest. So the Tigers keep it away from DeWard inside that time. And John knocked it out of bounds. Turnover, Centennial basketball. Tigers have it in the front court, leading 2-1. 2.5 minutes gone. Will Reimer to Menke. To Will Reimer. To Patrick Opperman, top of the key. Again, it's the movement on the man-to-man offense here for the Tigers. Opperman on the left wing. Patrick, top of the key to Menke. Right side to Rebarger, goes to the baseline. 15-footer from there is going to be short. No good. Good screen out and rebound by Keaton Kuchera for the Broncos. Gives it up in the backcourt to Clint Gruber. Gruber controls the basketball into the offensive zone for Centennial to the free throw line, into the lane. Stops and travels. Pulled that pivot foot. Turnover number two in the Broncos. Back in the game, the starter Logan Bruins and Dalton Dye, a 5'11" sophomore, checks in. First time in the game for Dalton Dye. Again, a 5'11" sophomore, and the starter Logan Bruins back in. John DeWard goes out for the first time, and Aaron DeWard. So the DeWard brothers hit the bench for the first time. 2-1 Tigers, front court, they have the ball. Brady Menke, baseline to Welke. To Rebarger, he's in the lane, lost control of it. They go to the floor, trying to pick it up is Reimer in the far corner. Goes out of bounds, off a Tiger. And the Tigers turn it over there for the first time, and it'll be Centennial basketball. Centennial Broncos, of course, out of Utica. The Broncos have it in the front court. 2-1 Hastings, 4:32 to go, period number one. Baseline, it's Kuchera. Five-footer up, off there, no good. Offensive rebound, shot going to be no good by Bruins, and the Tigers get the rebound. Knocked away, though, and Dye steals it, so the Tigers turn it over there. Shot from the wing is going to be no good by the Broncos, and grabbed out of there by Brady Menke for the Tigers. Tigers with a one-point lead. Menke quickly into the front court, drives all the way, scoop shot up, off, rolls off, no good. Fight for it on the baseline, and it goes out of bounds off of Broncos, stays with the Tigers. 4:07 to go, first quarter. Hastings 2, Centennial 1. 4:07 to play. Tigers to throw it in underneath their own basket. Brady Menke does to Welke, to Rebarger, to Reimer. Swing it to the left side to Menke. Brady with the top of the key to Tyler Rebarger, the sophomore. Inside to Opperman. Turns to his left. Shot put up and good. Patrick Opperman with his first field goal. The Tigers lead 4-1. So the Tigers, not facing the big 6'8 senior John DeWard at the moment, do their inside game, and Opperman scores. Broncos in the front court. Kendall Guerin to Dalton Dye to Gruber. Pass goes between the legs of Logan Bruins and out of bounds. Can't handle that pass. Third turnover on the Broncos. Two substitutions into the game for Hastings High. Ty Anderson, the 6'2" junior, who is also the leading scorer for the Tigers. So both leading scorers on average did not start this game tonight. Ty Anderson coming in. He started a number of games, though. He's in the basketball game, and also in the game is 6'8 sophomore Eric Garwich. So the Tigers bring in their own 6'8" player, Eric Garwich, and the Tigers have the ball leading 4-1 in the front court. Brady Menke with the basketball. Drives into the lane, dishes to Anderson on the wing, goes to the baseline, double team there, back out to Opperman. He drives it into lane, throws it up, and good. It will count, and he's fouled. Patrick Opperman with a two-point field goal. Fouled on the play. He'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And it's quickly a 6-1 Tiger lead. Clint Gruber picks up the foul. Aaron DeWard will come in, but Bob Fish wants and gets a timeout for the Centennial Broncos. So we'll take a timeout with 3:09 to go first quarter. Hastings 6, Centennial 1. We're back in 30 seconds.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store Downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
You're listening to high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Our boys' game tonight, Hastings High and Centennial. The Tigers have jumped out to a 6-1 lead, and Patrick Opperman is at the free throw line trying to complete a three-point play. Tigers have turned it over twice, Centennial three times, but the Tigers, a couple field goals from Opperman, one from Cade Welke. Patrick's free throw up and good. Completes the three-point play. He has five. The Tigers have seven. They lead 7-1. And Kendall Guerin, the 5'11 junior, will bring it up this time for the Centennial Broncos. On the left wing, a shot for three is in the air. Going to be no good by the Broncos this time. With a shot put up there by Aaron DeWard and the Tigers with the rebound. They have it in the offensive zone. Ty Anderson to Menke. On the left wing now to Rebarger. Tyler with it, the sophomore. Looks inside for Garish, but no pass. Anderson steps out, top of the key now to Opperman. Works in the lane. Back out to Rebarger for three. Off the rim, no good. The rebound there by Guerin. Guerin for the Broncos will control it and move it into the offensive zone to our right here at the Jungle, the Tiger Gymnasium, Hastings High School. Tigers with the six-point lead. Tapped away by Rebarger. He dives for it on the far sideline. Can't save it out. Going out of bounds, and it'll be Bronco basketball. Cade Welke checks back in. The Tigers, the starter, and Mark Gooden in for the first time, the 6'1" sophomore. John DeWard, the senior, checking back in for the Broncos, and Keaton Kuchera goes out. So the 6'8" DeWard back in the ballgame. And it's basketball to Dalton Dye controlling for the Broncos. Down here 7-1, 2:18 to go first quarter. There's a bounce pass on the wing to Aaron DeWard, to John DeWard. They swing it around to Guerin. Guerin with the three from the ring in the air, off the back of the iron. And rim no good. The rebound shot put up, going to be rolling off there. No good by Bruins, and the Tigers clear. Welke with the rebound. So two shots out at that time, but nothing goes down. No field goals yet for the Broncos. Baseline, it's Menke. Brady with it. Back out to Welke, to Anderson. Offside to Gooden, inside to Garish. Tipped away from him, but run down by Eric, and the Tigers control the basketball. Welke with it. Goes to the baseline. Spins it back out of there to Gooden. Mark Gooden behind the three-point arc on the wing to Brady Menke. Man-to-man defense for the Broncos. 7-1, Tigers with the lead, 1:33 to go. Inside to Garish, lost control of the basketball. A couple, three players hit the deck, big scramble. Menke picks it up and scores, and he's fouled in the play. Brady Menke comes out of that scrum with the basketball. He throws it up off the glass, scored, and he's fouled. So the third foul while scoring, the Broncos have completed one three-point play, missed on the free throw on the other. On the lane violation, and this time, Brady Menke will go to the line after we come back from another Centennial timeout. So we'll take a quick timeout with 1:28 to go in the first quarter. Hastings 9, Centennial 1. We're back in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Tigers at the free throw line for the third time, trying to complete a three-point play. They've completed one of these, and the other one was nullified by a lane violation. Menke's free throw's up and good, so he completes that three-point play. And it's now 10-1 Tigers. Great start for Hastings High tonight. Again, the Tigers average 43 a contest. So they're well on their way to that tonight. Good first quarter for Hastings High. Inside to John DeWard that goes out into the corner with the basketball now to Aaron DeWard. As the Broncos work against this man-to-man Hastings Eastman. Defense, Ward blocked by Gorich. Eric Gorich with the block for Hastings High, and the Tigers have the basketball. So 6-8 against 6-8, and Gorich wins that battle. Ty Anderson drives. His shot is short, but he traveled. Traveling call on the Tigers. They turn it over for the third time, each team with three. So a nice defensive play last time down the floor by Eric Gorich. As Keaton Kuchera checks back in for the Broncos. 10-1 Hastings High, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Back in the game also, Clint Gruber, and he has the basketball for the Broncos. Dribbles it into the scoring zone on the wing. Shot for three by Kuchera is off there, no good. Grabbing the basketball's Bruins. He hits the deck, and he's fouled on the play. Logan Bruins with the offensive rebound there. Hits the floor, but he was helped to the floor. Foul on the Tigers. Cade Welke picks up the foul. Will Reimer, Tyler Rebarger checking in. Ty Anderson out. Brady Menke gets his first breather for the Tigers. Non-shooting situation on that foul. The Broncos will throw it in. 45 seconds to go. They inbound the basketball to Kuchera. To Gruber. Top of the key for threes. No good by Guerin. Tipped out long. Gooden grabs it for the Tigers. So the Tigers to Reimer. Reimer into the scoring zone. 30 seconds to go. First quarter. Rebarger, Reimer, Gorich to Gooden, and Scott Rosno wants the Tigers to slow it up and hold for the final shot. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. 10-1 Hastings, and they're going to hold it for the remainder of this quarter. Down to 15 and running. Reimer holds the ball near the timeline. Now the offense will go to a 1-4 spread, and Reimer will set it up with 7 seconds to go. Goes to his right. Now back to his left at the free throw line. On the wing is Gooden for three. Going to be well short. Grabbed by John DeWard. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. But a very good first quarter for Hastings High. After one, it's the Tigers 10, Centennial Broncos 1. We'll have the second quarter for you right after this 30-second timeout.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Hastings High School has jumped out to a 10-1 lead after the first quarter. Centennial got the first free throw of the game, but no field goals in that first quarter. That was, of course, their only lead. The Tigers have scored the last 10. They get 5 from Patrick Opperman, 3 from Brady Menke, 2 from Cade Welke. First quarter, the Tigers 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 1 point goes to John DeWard, the 6'8 senior. For the Broncos, starting the second quarter, the Tigers send out Rebarger and Welke and Gooden and Opperman and Reimer. Second quarter underway, 10-1, Hastings High in the lead. Man-to-man defense still for the Broncos. Reimer with it to Opperman. Patrick behind the arc on right side, now to the free throw line, now to Reimer. Pass kicked out of bounds by Kendall Guerin, who starts this quarter. Logan Bruins out there, Keaton Kuchera, Clint Gruber, and John DeWard for Centennial. Tigers inbound, they do to Opperman. On the left wing, bounce pass to Welke, tipped away from him, but it goes to Opperman. Patrick grabs it for the Tigers, goes to his left, one dribble, gives up the basketball inside to Welke, works on DeWard, shoots with the left hand, short, partially deflected by John DeWard. Cade Welke giving up about 5 inches in there, and Ward got a piece of that shot, and the Tigers foul on the attempt to rebound. Matt Karloff picks up the foul. Matt in the basketball game for the first time for the Tigers, the 6'2" sophomore. Now Cade Welke in there. That was inside to Karloff, excuse me. And Matt fouled on the offensive rebound attempt. Opperman out and Welke in. So a non-shooting foul situation for the Broncos. They control in the offensive zone to our right here. There's a three ball in the air going to be up and off. No good this time by the Broncos. Kendall Guerin knocked out of bounds. On the rebound attempt by the Broncos, it'll be Hastings High basketball. So the Broncos still scoreless from the field. They have one free throw. And the Tigers control. We're in the first minute of the second quarter. 10-1 Hastings High. Rebarger with the basketball to Reimer. Right side to Mark Gooden. Left-handed pass inside to Welke. Cade works. Dishes to Karloff. He's at the baseline. Spins back out of there. Gives it up to Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger to Gooden. Behind a screen, now takes the three. Short, no good. John DeWard with the rebound. Tipped away from him and stolen by Welke. He spins in the lane. Back to Karloff. On the wing to Gooden. 15-footer by Marks. Going to be off there, no good. Grabbed there by Guerin. Kendall Guerin with the rebound there for the Broncos into the offensive zone. Front court pass now to Kuchera. Inside the shot put up, going to be no good by Bruins. Had a point blank shot there, but missed it. And the Tigers get another rebound. Still 10-1 with the Tigers controlling. Karloff in the lane, and he travels with the basketball. So Matt travels. Tigers turn it over for the fourth time. Brady Mankey, Patrick Opperman in. Karloff goes out. Gooden goes out for the Tigers in the game. The starter, Aaron DeWard, the sophomore for the Broncos. 6:23, clock runs. Second quarter, Hastings High leads 10-1. Front court, Broncos with the basketball. Kuchera has it. Top of the key to Aaron DeWard. To John DeWard. John in the lane, back to his brother Aaron, right side to Kuchera. Tigers in the man-to-man to John DeWard. Bounce pass inside to Bruins, back to DeWard. Takes a 16-footer, high off the rim, no good. Rebound shot, up and off, no good again. On the attempt there by Bruins, now grabbed by DeWard to Kuchera. Inside, shot put up is going to be off there, no good by Bruins. There's a rebound shot in the first field goal. Keaton Kuchera at the 5:45 mark. Kuchera scores the first field goal of the game as the Tigers control in the front court, and there's a pass intended for Will Reimer. Off, Will, says the officials, and that will be a turnover in the Tigers. 10-3, so at the 5:45 mark of the second quarter, the first field goal of the game for Centennial. 10-3, they control it here after the Tiger turnover. Clint Gruber into the lane, drops it off to Bruins. He can't handle the pass. Logan would have had an easy shot inside, but just lost control of it. Turned it over for the fourth time to the Broncos, and the Tigers will have the basketball. So four turnovers, but the Broncos just cannot get the ball to fall here in this first half. Up one field goal, one free throw. 5:15 and running in period number two. 10-3 Tigers. Welke has the ball inside. Back out to Reimer. To Opperman on the left wing. Patrick, top of the key pass to Tyler Rebarger. Man-to-man defense by Centennial. Rebarger looks inside. Now to the top of the key to Opperman for three. Out of there, no good. DeWard grabs the ball. John DeWard with the rebound there. Front court to Aaron DeWard for the Broncos to Gruber. Clint Gruber on the wing to Kuchera. Top of the key to Gruber. Left wing to Aaron DeWard. DeWard looking for someone to throw to. Does top of the key to Kuchera. Inside to Bruins. And before he can get the shot off, a whistle. Foul called on Hastings High School. Brady Mankey picks up the foul. That's his first. Number five on Hastings. So, again, the Broncos will throw it in. And Centennial's trying to get John DeWard and Logan Bruins, 6'8 and 6'2, to work kind of a double post here in this second quarter against this man-to-man defense. Attacking the Tigers inside a little bit here. Aaron DeWard, the basketball on the wing. Travels with it. Took a little hop step there after he'd given up his dribble. Fifth turnover on the Broncos. Tiger basketball. 4:26 to go, second quarter. Hastings 10, Centennial 3. High school basketball here tonight on ESPN. 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Tigers control. They bring it into the offensive zone. Brady Mankey on the dribble. To Opperman, top of the key. Tigers not burning the nets up either. They have only a 7-point lead, but the Broncos have only one field goal. The Tigers could be much further ahead in this game, but they are not at this time. So the Tigers working on the offensive end. Mankey will drive. Bounce pass to Welke. Shot him off. No good. DeWard came over to help, and Welke had a good look from 5 feet away, but it wouldn't fall, and the Broncos control, and Bob Fish of Centennial calls a timeout. So we'll take a break here with 3:55 to go in period number two. Low-scoring affair here. The Tigers 10, the Broncos 3. We're back in 30 seconds.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Hastings High leads it here 10-3. 3:55 to go in the second quarter of play. A low-scoring affair. Neither team is shooting the basketball very well here tonight. Other city basketball tonight, a final score in that doubleheader over at St. Cecilia tonight. St. Cecilia girls beat Lexington. Hawkettes 64, the Minute Maids 54. Boys game underway. We'll update you on that one as we move along. One other city team in action tonight, Adams Central girls playing at Wood River. So we have four local teams in action on this Tuesday night. And the Hastings High Tigers led 10-1 after the first. It's 10-3 here. So the Tigers have gone more than half of this quarter, haven't scored. And they're on the defense right now. And John DeWart has the basketball to Clint Gruber in the front court for the Broncos of Centennial. Down here 10-3, but of course still very much in this game. Kendall Guerin with the ball inside. Hop step shot put up off the glass and good. Kendall Guerin with his first field goal. And it's now 10-5. Quickly in the front court. The basketball's Rebarger. Double team there. Puts the shot up and under and good. Tyler Rebarger works inside and scores. So the Tigers get their first field goal of this quarter. And lead it now 12-5. 3:18 to go. Inside the Bruins. Works the baseline. Shot put up by Logan's going to be good. Logan Bruins with his first field goal. A concerted effort to get it inside to Bruins and John DeWard for the Broncos in this second quarter. They're pounding it inside, and it got to within five with 3 minutes to go before halftime. On the wing, it's Reimer. To Rebarger, back to Reimer. Tigers trying to work inside to Opperman, but no pass there. Welke also in there. We've got some battles inside. Opperman, baseline now to Reimer, takes a 16-footer off the dribble, no good, rebounded by Kuchera. Kuchera now to Kendall Guerin. So the Broncos right back in the game here, down by only five. They have the basketball. Kendall Guerin with it. Still on the dribble between the rings. Double team there, gives it up on the wing to Gruber. Inside to Bruins, throws it up off the bottom of the backboard, no good. Coming out of there with it is Cade Welke for the Tigers. To Menke, Brady Menke tried to get a pass into the front court, lost control of the ball, and whistled for double dribbling, the sixth turnover in the Tigers. Ty Anderson, Mark Gooden in for Hastings High. So the Tigers turn it over for the sixth time. Menke will go out. Reimer will go out. So Anderson on the floor with Rebarger, Gooden, Opperman, and Welke for the Tigers. 2:21 to go in the second quarter. Tigers 12, Broncos 7, but it was 10-1 after the first quarter. So Centennial right back in the ballgame, and they have the ball. Clint Gruber with the basketball to Guerin. Kendall on the right baseline. Back out to Clint Gruber, to Kuchera. Deep in the corner for three. Is going to be off there. No good by Gruber. And the rebound to Patrick Opperman. Opperman outlets to Rebarger. Front court to Ty Anderson for the Tigers. Tigers with only 2 points this quarter. 1:47 to go. Welke in the lane. Out to Opperman. Top of the key for three. All alone and good. Patrick Opperman has eight. And it's 15-7. Tigers with an 8-point lead once again. Their biggest has been nine at the quarter at 10-1. 15-7 Tigers. Front court Broncos. Kuchera with it. To Guerin. Inside to John DeWard. Double teamed, but puts up the five-footer and scores. John DeWard's first field goal. 15-9 Tigers. Front court Anderson for Hastings side of the baseline. Cut off there. Top of the key pass to Opperman. Right side to Gooden. Mark with the basketball to Opperman. Left wing to Rebarger. To the baseline. Fakes, but has no shot. Still with the ball. Outlet pass to Gooden. Now top of the key to Opperman. Right side to Ty Anderson. Look inside. They find Welke. Works into the lane. Lost control. Stolen out of there. Tigers turn it over. Bruins with the steal. Tigers' seventh turnover. Front court, it's Clint Gruber. To Guerin. To Kuchera inside. Shot put up off the glass again. It's good. John DeWard. Two straight buckets for the 6'8 DeWard, and it's 15-11 Tigers with 38 seconds to go in the first half. Anderson with it to Welke. Welke in the lane, passes back out to Rebarger. Tyler will slow it down, and it looks like the Tigers are going to hold for the final shot in period number two. They lead by four. They've led by as many as nine, but the inside game's starting to work now for the Broncos. And the Tigers' Rebarger dribbles the basketball near the timeline, gets some final instructions from Scott Rosno on the bench. 10 seconds to go to Ty Anderson. We're at eight. Anderson gets a screen at seven. At 5 seconds to go, it's Rebarger to the free throw line. 15-footer off balance. Going to be rolling out of there. No good. Tipped around, and it goes out of bounds far sideline. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So we play two in a low-scoring basketball game. Hastings High Tigers jumping out to a quick 10-1 lead after one. But the Broncos come back in the second quarter. They've cut it to 4 at halftime. Hastings High 15, Centennial 11. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Welcome back to the jungle. Hastings High School leading Centennial here in a boys' high school basketball game at halftime. It's the Tigers 15 and the Broncos 11. Yes, very low-scoring affair. In fact, Hastings High led this ball game 10-1 after the first quarter of play. The Tigers with a good first quarter. They get 5 from Patrick Opperman, 3 from Brady Menke, and a field goal from Cade Welke. Led it 10-1 as the Broncos had only one free throw in that first quarter, but the Broncos using their inside game on the strength of the 6'8 John DeWard and the 6'2 Logan Bruins get right back in the basketball game. They outscore the Tigers in the second quarter 10-5, and the Broncos are right back in the game down by only 4. So the Tigers led 10-1 after one. Centennial outscores Hastings 10-5 in the second quarter. It's 15-11. Tigers lead by 4 here at halftime. For Hastings High, they got 8 points from Patrick Opperman, so he has 8 of their 15. A 3-point play by Brady Menke, he has 3, and 2 points apiece for Cade Welke and Tyler Rebarger. The Tigers 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, and unofficially with 7 first half turnovers. Tigers with 15 first half points, Patrick Opperman leading the way with 8. For the Centennial Broncos, they get 5 points from John DeWard. Now, DeWard is a 6'8" senior. He has 4 or 5 inches on the tallest the Tiger to defense him on this evening. And John DeWard had the free throw in the first quarter for the only Bronco point. Had 2 field goals late in that second quarter on 2 trips down the floor as the Broncos started to convert those inside shots. And John DeWard now with 5 to lead the way. 2 points apiece for Kendall Guerin, Logan Bruins, and Keaton Kuchera. Bruins, a 6'2" player, also scored inside in that second quarter, and he had his field goal there. So Bruins and DeWard started clicking for the Broncos in that the second quarter, so we'll see what kind of adjustments defensively the Tigers are going to make. And, of course, Coach Rosno mentioned on the pregame show that they got to have that little pressure on the perimeter to keep that ball out of the inside. Keep it away from those inside players so they can't maneuver from 5, 6, 7 feet away from the bucket. So John DeWard with 5 to lead the way. The Broncos 1 out of 2 from the free throw line and with 5 first half turnovers. Hastings High leads it by the score of 15-11 here at halftime in our boys high school basketball game tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Other local teams in action here this evening on this Tuesday night. The St. Cecilia girls defeated Lexington 64-54 in the doubleheader over at St. Cecilia's Chapman Gymnasium. Those games on our sister station, 1230 KHS. And at halftime of the boys' game, St. Cecilia leads Lexington 29-14. So the Blue Hawks, coming off that overtime thriller over Kearney Catholic last Saturday, had a good first half apparently, and lead Lexington 29-14 at halftime. The other local action tonight is the Adams Central girls playing at Wood River this evening. A lot of activity on the basketball floors coming up for you yet this week. Now tomorrow night on our sister station 1230 KHAS, we will have the Hastings College Broncos playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. The usual women's game at 6, the men at 8. Both games on 1230 KHS, beginning with the pregame show for the ladies at 5:45 tomorrow night. Then on Friday night on 1230 KHS, we'll have the Hastings High boys and girls. Their next outing will be at Grand Island Northwest, and both those games on KHS, 1230 a.m. Pregame 5:45 Friday afternoon, the girls game at 6, the boys at 7:45. And then on Saturday, we will have Hastings College hosting Dort. The Dort Defenders come to Lynn Farrell Arena. The women at 2, the men at 4, both games on 1230 KHS, 1:45. That'll be two of our four games Saturday on 1230 KHS. As then later on the day Saturday, the Adams Central girls and boys hosting Grand Island Central Catholic in their annual shootouts. It'll be at Adams Central, 5:45 pregame Saturday afternoon, girls game at 6, and the boys at 7:45. So a lot of basketball coming your way on our family of stations of Flat River Radio and here on ESPN 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN. Of course, the NFL Conference Championship games this coming Sunday. Green Bay at Chicago at 1 o'clock next Sunday, and then at 5:15, the New York Jets at Pittsburgh. So sporting activity, basketball, football. We have some hockey tomorrow night on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM as the Storm play at Sioux Falls, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock for the first faceoff tomorrow. Nebraska basketball later in the week on our sister station, The Breeze, KLIQ, the Husker men at Kansas State Saturday, the Husker women at Husker men at Texas Tech Saturday, the Husker women at Kansas State. So we got you covered, basketball, football, hockey, on our family of stations of Platte River Radio. High school basketball for the guys here tonight. Hastings High and Centennial were at halftime. We'll be back shortly with the third quarter of play. We'll take a timeout with the score. Hastings High 15, Centennial 11. We'll be back with the second half in 1 minute.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Welcome back to Hastings High. We're about ready to start the third quarter with Hastings High leading Centennial 15-11. Again, the Tigers led 10-1 after the first quarter, but the Broncos come back and outscore the Tigers 10-5 in the second. So we got a ball game, and Hastings High with a four-point lead. We'll send out Tyler Rebarger, Patrick Opperman, Brady Menke, Will Reimer, and Cade Welke. Bob Fish and Centennial Broncos. We'll send out Kendall Guerin, the junior. Logan Bruins, the senior. John DeWard, the senior. Aaron DeWard, the sophomore. Yes, they're brothers. And Clint Gruber, the senior. So the 10 that started the game look like they're going to start third quarter. And Bob Fish, of course, as we talked about, at local angle, the Hastings High alum and also at Hastings College. Cam Scholl from Deschler, the Deschler athlete, one of the assistant coaches for Centennial, so a lot of local and area flavor in this one. And we got a ball game as the third quarter begins, and the Broncos from right to left have the basketball as we begin period number three. And Clint Gruber has it. The Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Hastings High, we'll see how they try to counteract Bruins and DeWard inside this time. That pressure on the perimeter is what the Broncos would like to do. Tigers would like to do. There's a three ball up, no good by Guerin, and the Tigers with the rebound and Rebarger. Rebarger into the scoring zone to our right here as period number three underway. On the wing, it's Brady Mankey, man-to-man defense for Centennial. Reimer, 18-footer, good, nothing but net. Will Reimer, his first shot of the game, makes the two-pointer, and it's 17-11, so the Tigers shoot the basketball in the hole, and Reimer gets the bucket. 17-11, Hastings. Aaron DeWard with it. Wing to Gruber, top of the key to Guerin. Kendall with it, lob inside to DeWard. He will turn, shoot, and score. Grab that high pass to John DeWard, grabbed it and scored. He has seven. Again, he's a 6'8 senior, and he has seven. On the near sideline, DeWard tries to save it. John can. He's on the sideline. The Tigers lost control of it. John DeWard went to the floor trying to save the basketball for Centennial. Couldn't do it as he goes out of bounds. And the Tigers to inbound. So it's a four-point game. Centennial led it 1-0. The Tigers had their biggest lead at 10-1 after one. And the Broncos now within four for the second time in the game. Tiger basketball. Opperman with it deep in the left wing. Goes to the baseline. Double team there. Reverses it back out to Rebarger, to Reimer, to Menke. Brady with it. Inside to Opperman. Looks inside but no pass. One dribble back out to Menke. Top of the key to Rebarger. Tyler with it. The sophomore. The corner shot put up by Reimer from there is going to be off the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts up a 13-footer off the glass and rim. No good. A battle fart coming out of there with it is Guerin. Guerin runs the basketball for Centennial. Now slows it up. Pass inside. Goes to Bruins. He turns back out to Guerin. Kendall with it. Bounce pass inside to Logan Bruins. Back out to Guerin. They swing it to Gruber. To Guerin. Kendall Guerin with it. To Bruins. Cross courts the ball to Gruber. Gruber inside to DeWard, knocked away and stolen by Menke. Tigers get the good defense inside there. Running is Menke, shoots up, no good, but he's fouled. So Brady Menke forces the issue there and misses the shot, but he'll go to the line to shoot two, and Brady has scored three. Had a three-point play in the first quarter. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Aaron DeWard picks up his first foul. A few fouls in that first half, too. Menke's free throw up and in and out, no good. The Tigers, a precarious four-point lead, 17-13. Menke's second free throw's up. This one's nothing but the bottom of the well. Four for Brady. 18-13. Tiger five-point lead as Keaton Kuchera, the 6'1 junior, checks in. And John DeWard goes out. Again, DeWard missed a couple of games early in the season due to an injury. Kuchera is the leading scorer, so basically it's these six that do most of the playing for Centennial. They've won four out of their last seven. Underneath to Kuchera, he scores. Keaton Kuchera works free and scores. He has four, and it's 18-15, so the Broncos within three. Tiger basketball, Reimer with it. The Tigers average about 43 a game. The Broncos at 45. Both teams are going to have to fill it up a little bit to get to that tonight. But the basketball's Rebarger. Tigers controlled, lead by three. In the corner now to Welke. Inside to Rebarger, wide of him and out of bounds. Tigers turn it over for the eighth time. 18-15, so the Broncos can tie it with a three-point goal here. And Clint Gruber dribbles it into the offensive zone for the Broncos of Centennial. Inside to Kuchera, underneath all alone is Bruins, and he scores. Logan Bruins works free. 18-17, Tiger lead down to one. So Bruins and Kuchera and DeWard hurting the Tigers inside. The Tigers take a timeout. So we'll take one with 4:51 to go in the third quarter. Hastings 18, Centennial 17, back in 30 seconds.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
.451 to go in the third quarter, 18-17. They just announced here that the Nebraska basketball team beat Colorado tonight, the men, 79-67 here. Nebraska 79, Colorado 67 in men's college basketball tonight. Tigers come out of the timeout, their lead down to one. They've led by as many as nine. Never easy. You get out to the big lead, and the Tigers' lead has been trimmed from nine after one quarter down to one here. Still a lot of time to go. 4:40 to go. The Tigers with the basketball, and it's Tyler Rebarger at the top of the key on the wing to Will Reimer. Reimer for the Tigers to Menke. Brady with it. Good man-to-man defense by the Broncos and a whistle away from the basketball. Foul going to be called on the Broncos. It's called on Aaron DeWard. That's his second. Two on the Broncos this half, none on Hastings High, and away from the basketball. Of course, the Tigers will throw it in. Menke does to Reimer. Will with it. The Tigers cannot get that basketball inside to Cade Welke, not this half. The Broncos with the good interior defense. Welke now steps out and grabs the basketball. He's behind the three-point arc. Now to Menke. Man-to-man defense is good by the Broncos. To Opperman, to Reimer. Will with it. 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Not many stoppages of play this half. The third quarter is zooming right along, halfway through, under 4 minutes. Menke with it now. The shot put up this time is going to be off there. No good by Rebarger, but grabbed by Opperman. Offensive rebound, Patrick Opperman works the baseline. His pass is going to be wide of the intended target. Trying to save it and doing it are the Tigers, but it goes to Clint Gruber. Now Gruber lost control, and the Tigers have the basketball. Rebarger drives, and ooh, he is fallen upon by Keaton Kuchera. Rebarger had a break. Kuchera tried to get back to stop Tyler Rebarger from getting an easy layup, and Keaton ended up on the back of Tyler Rebarger and had to foul there. Rebarger will shoot two. 18-17 Tigers. Rebarger's free throw off the front of the iron. No good. The Tigers struggling offensively. Since the end of that first quarter, they've scored 8 points since the first quarter. Rebarger second, in and out, no good. Still a one-point game, and Kuchera grabs the rebound for the Broncos. So they can go ahead here. They let it at 1-0. Gruber will drive, lost control and a whistle, and a foul going to be called on Tyler Rebarger of Hastings High. Number two on Tyler, first of the half on the Tigers. The Broncos will throw it in on the far sideline. Aaron DeWard will throw it in. In the game, Kendall Guerin. Guerin comes in for Logan Klontz, who's in the ball game for the Broncos. So Klontz goes out, Guerin in. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter, Bronco basketball. DeWard now to Gruber. To DeWard to Gruber. Tigers in the man-to-man. Clint Gruber with it. Cross-court pass is going to be tipped by Opperman. Grabbed by Menke. Menke hits the deck, and he's pushed to the floor by Guerin as they go for the basketball. Menke had the inside track, and he's fouled by Kendall Guerin. Ty Anderson will check in for the first time this half. Tyler Rebarger or Will Reimer coming out. Will Reimer will check out. Rebarger stays in, so Anderson's out there with Rebarger. Welke, Menke, and Opperman. 3:13 to go, third quarter, 18-17 Hastings. Menke, front court to Rebarger, to Opperman, to Anderson. Left side to Brady Menke. Top of the key to Patrick Opperman. Patrick looks left, passes to Welke. He's in the lane, but back out to Menke. Menke in the lane to Rebarger. Shoots it on the run and scores. Tyler Rebarger with his fourth point. 20-17, so nice work inside there by Rebarger, and he scores. 20-17. Line of screen for three in the air. In and out of there, no good by Aaron DeWard. Grabbed by Welke, so Cade Welke with the rebound there. To Menke, quickly front court to Anderson. Lob underneath is tipped away, but Anderson grabs it for the Tigers, and now it goes to Menke. So the Tigers almost turn it over there, but retain possession. Rebarger to Opperman, 20-17 Hastings, 2:18 to go, third quarter. Ty Anderson in the lane, 12-footer. In and out of there, no good. The rebound, Aaron DeWard. DeWard gives it up in the backcourt, and a whistle. And a holding call on Keaton Kuchera. Broncos came out of there with the basketball, but Kuchera was holding a Tiger away from the basketball, and the Tigers will get the basketball inbound and underneath their own basket. John DeWard checks in, and Aaron DeWard goes out. Tigers to inbound, leading by three. Brady Menke will throw it in underneath his own basket, to the left of his basket. Does in the lane to Welke. Shot put up with the left hand. Good. It will count, and he's fouled. Cade Welke gets his fourth point. He'll go to the line. The Tigers had a couple of three-point plays in the first quarter. They have a chance to get one here. That foul called on Clint Gruber, his second. So Cade Welke will try for the three-point play with the left hand. It's good. So Cade has five now. The Tiger lead now up to six, 23-17 on the three-point play there by Welke. So the Tigers up by a half dozen. They scored the last five. Clint Gruber into the scoring zone, inside to Bruins. On the wing, Guerin for two is good. Kendall Guerin with his second field goal. He has four, 23-19. He was alone there because the Tigers were packing it inside. Opperman drives, shoots. It's no good, but he's fouled. Patrick Opperman almost got it to go. Wouldn't fall, but it'll go to the line to shoot two. Opperman leads the Tigers with 8 points. Logan Bruins picks up his first. Opperman to shoot two for the Tigers. 23 Hastings, 19 Centennial. 1:48 to go in the third. Free throw off and no good. The Tigers have made two out of six this quarter. They're four out of eight from the free throw line in the game. Opperman second in the air and good there. Nine for Patrick. 24-19 Tigers. 5 point Hastings high lead. Front court now with the basketball. The Broncos have it. They give it to Bruins. Back out to Guerin for three on the wing. Good. Two straight field goals, a two and a three for Guerin. He has cut it to two, 24-22, and that's seven for Kendall Guerin. Tigers with now a two-point lead after that three-point bucket by Guerin. Rebarger, top of the key pass now to Menke, to Opperman. Tigers clinging to a two-point lead. Opperman drives, shoots, and scores. Nice drive there by Opperman. 11 for Patrick. 26-22, Tigers by four. 1:05 to go third quarter. Kendall Guerin in the front court to Gruber. Clint with it deep in the corner for three. Logan Bruins off the side of the rim. No good. Welke with the rebound. Cade with it. Menke quickly front court to Anderson. Ty Anderson knocks down the defender, and an offensive foul called on Ty Anderson of the Tigers. So the Broncos take the charge and get the call there, and Mark Gooden checks in for Tyler Rebarger for Hastings High with 53 seconds to go. In the third quarter, Tigers with a four-point lead. Bronco basketball. Front court, it's Aaron DeWard to Guerin. Double team there to the Tigers. Shot put up for three in the air is good by Aaron DeWard. His first basket of the game cuts it to one. 26-25, Hastings High. Front court, Menke with 30 seconds to go. Menke now to Anderson. Tigers by one. Second time it's been down to one. Anderson in the lane, lost control. Goes through a couple people out of bounds, but it's off the Broncos. Eric Garich, the 6'8 sophomore for the Tigers, checks in for Patrick Opperman. Patrick will be done for the rest of this third quarter. 23 seconds to go. Tigers do play it in. Leading by one. Menke. Not contested by a defender to Anderson. He's on the baseline, throws it up from five. No good. The rebound to John DeWard, and the Broncos can go ahead to end this third quarter. 15 seconds to go. They have it across the timeline with Kendall Guerin. So the Broncos can go ahead the end of this third quarter, down to six. Inside to DeWard, works the baseline, five-footer. Off there, no good. Tigers grab it. Welke passes to Menke, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. Tigers can't get the shot off. Wouldn't have counted anyway. We played three. Hastings 26, Centennial 25. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. The Tigers with the lead here after three quarters, but it's only 1 point. 26-25. So the Tigers will start this fourth quarter with the lead. The Tigers, 3 out of 7 from the free throw line in that third quarter, 5 out of 9 for the night. Centennial shot only 2 free throws, made 1. So Hastings High with the 1 point lead as we head into the final quarter. Broncos outscored the Tigers 14-11 in the third quarter, cut the 4 point lead at the half down to 1. Fourth quarter underway, Tigers inbound has started with Menke on the floor and Anderson and Mark Gooden and Welke and Garich. So the 5 that ended the third quarter start the 4th. Ty Anderson, top of the key, goes to his left, gives up his dribble inside to Garich. To Anderson, lost control of it in the lane and out of bounds. Tigers turn it over unofficially for the 9th time, and Centennial can go ahead once again. They had an opportunity late in the third to end the quarter, but the shot would not fall. Kendall Guerin controls to Aaron DeWard. Also on the floor is John DeWard. Logan Bruins on the basketball floor. And Keaton Couture inside of DeWard. Turns in the lane. Shot no good. That 7-footer by John DeWard was no good, as the Tigers had to foul, though. Mark Gooden commits up the foul. The Tigers converging in on the 6'8 senior DeWard there. Shot wouldn't go, but he was fouled on the play. He has scored 7. He's 1 out of 2 from the line. Free throw up and good. 8 for John DeWard, and we're tied at 26. 7:28 to go. Tyler Rebarger checking back in for the Tigers. Menke goes out. Anderson goes out, and Will Reimer also in. Rebarger and Reimer in. Anderson and Menke out. 26-26 tie. 7:28 to go. DeWard second free throw. Rolls around and off. No good. Garich with the rebound. So we're tied at 26. Tigers, this is the first tie of the game. Centennial led 1-0. Tigers have led it since until this tie at the 7:28 mark. So the Tigers with the basketball. Rebarger with it. In the lane is Tyler. Lost control of it. Goes to Garich. He takes a 10-footer, but it's blocked by DeWard, and John grabs it. So 1 6-foot-8 player blocks another shot, and DeWard grabs the ball. And the Broncos have the basketball, Guerin with it. Clint cross-court pass now to Kuchera. Lost control of it inside. It was intended for John DeWard. He can't handle it, and the Broncos turn it over. Patrick Opperman back in, and Matt Karloff in for the Tigers. So Karloff checks in, Opperman checks in. Welke goes out, Garich goes out. So the Tigers have Reimer controlling the basketball with Karloff, Gooden, Opperman, and Rebarger on the floor. We're tied at 26 with 6:40 to go in this fourth quarter of play. Opperman with it to Gooden. Deep in the right corner for Hastings High. Driving into the lane, dishing off now. The Tigers with the basketball. Reimer to Gooden to Opperman. Very deliberate on the offense here of the Tigers. Karloff drives, cut off there. Back out to Mark Gooden. Top of the key to Rebarger. Rebarger gives up his dribble on the wing to Gooden. 17-footer. Off the iron, no good. Opperman tries to slap it out, but it goes to Kuchera for the Broncos. So Keaton gives it up to Kendall Guerin. To Kuchera. Again, they look inside for DeWard. Opperman tries to get in front of him. The Tigers, there's a pass deflected by Mark Gooden. And Gooden grabs the basketball. Nice play there by Gooden, forcing a turnover. Good defense by Mark Gooden, and the Tigers. Reimer has it in the front court. 5:48 clock running in period number 4. 26-26 tie. Patrick Opperman with it for the Tigers. To Gooden. Inside to Rebarger. Spins there, now lost control, but picks it back up. Opperman to the free throw line in the lane. Shot blocked by DeWard. It goes to Guerin, so the block there by John DeWard. Guerin will reverse his dribble, bring it back out. The Broncos will set things up here. Guerin deep on the right wing for 3. Off there, no good. On the baseline, it's grabbed by Kuchera. Outlet pass to Guerin, so the Broncos still control. Pass inside is lost by Bruins as he tried to grab the basketball. Another turnover by Centennial. Pass underneath intended for Karloff is lost and saved by Kuchera. So the Tigers turn it right back to the Broncos. Nice play by Kuchera to save it to Guerin. 5 minutes to go in regulation. We're tied at 26. Kuchera makes an 18-footer. Keaton Kuchera has his third field goal. And the Broncos lead it 28-26. Their first lead since 1-0. 4:45 to go in the ballgame. 28-26 Centennial. Rebarger deep in the left corner, so the Tigers are going to have to respond here. Hastings High has not scored in this quarter. 4:35 to go. The Tigers have just not been able to work much inside. And then there's a pass going to be deflected. Mike Karloff got rid of the ball, but he was fouled as he passed that basketball. And the Tigers will go to the free throw line. As the Broncos are over the limit. So the Tigers will be at the line. 1-1. At the free throw lines, Matt Karloff on the 1-1. Tigers again, 5 out of 9 from the line. They missed the front end of that bonus. 28-26. So it's still a 2-point Centennial lead. Front court, it's Guerin. Kendall with it for the Broncos, and he's fouled on the play by Tyler Rebarger. Fourth team foul on the Tigers. They still have two to give. Cade Welke back in. Matt Karloff goes out. Welke on the floor for the Tigers with Reimer, Rebarger, Opperman, and Menke. Dalton Dye into the game for Centennial. Clint Gruber's on the floor. Kendall Guerin, John DeWard, and Keaton Kuchera. 4:08, clock runs, 28-26 Centennial. Fell behind 10-1 after one, but a battle back and taking the lead here in this fourth quarter. Gruber with it. On the wing to Dye, back to Gruber. Corner pass to Guerin. Pass inside is going to be tipped around, but it goes right back to Guerin. To DeWard, 14-footer by DeWard is off there, no good. Kuchera rebounds, lost control. Dye, a 13-footer, no good. Rebounded by Brady Menke. The Tigers dodge a bullet there. Front court pass by Menke. He's going to be picked off by Dye. Tigers turn it over for the 11th time. So an errant pass there. The Tigers do not get a chance to tie or go ahead. They throw it away there. 3:25 to go. 28-26. So Centennial still looks inside now. DeWard and Kuchera working inside now. Bronco basketball leading by two. Guerin to Gruber. To Guerin. Lob inside to John DeWard. Double team there. Turns, and he's fouled in the play by Rebarger. So 6'8", John DeWard. He's got, and he is a big young man. And that's the fourth foul on Tyler Rebarger. John DeWard to shoot two for the Broncos. First one up and good. 29-26 Centennial. DeWard gets his ninth point. It's 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Was fouled in the act there. Shoots the second. It is up, and it is going to be nothing but net there. John makes them both, and Centennial has its biggest lead of 4, 30-26. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Tigers have some work to do here. They want to get their third win of the year. Menke with it. Inside to Opperman. Reverse layup, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Kuchera. That's going to be 3 on Keaton, and Patrick Opperman to go to the line and shoot 2. Opperman, really the only bright spot offensively. He has 11 in the game. Nobody else with more than 5 for the Tigers. So Opperman will shoot 2. 30-26 Centennial. 2:50 to go in this, the fourth quarter. Patrick's free throw is up and going to bounce around and off, no good. Tigers now 5 of 11 from the free throw line. They coming in 62% from the line as a team. Opperman's second free throw. This one's going to be down. Good. 12 for Patrick. 30-27. Centennial by 3. Quickly front court, it's Guerin. Kendall with it. Bringing that back out behind the arc. Now gets into the lane. Puts up a runner from 5. In and out. No good. Missed shot there. And Welke rebounds to Mankey. Front court to Reimer for three off the rim. No good. Rebound by Welke. On the baseline, dishes it back out, but it's stolen by Guerin. Cade was hitting the deck and had to pass it out of there. And the pass too short and stolen by the Broncos. 12th turnover on Hastings. 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. 30-27 Centennial with the ball in the lead. Guerin with the basketball. Rebarger's got to be careful. Tyler's got four fouls, but plays pretty good defense. And Bob Fish of Centennial once and gets a timeout with 2:07 to go, fourth quarter. We'll take a break. It's Centennial 30, Hastings High 27, back in 30 seconds.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
2 minutes and 7 seconds to go. High school basketball for the boys here tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Our thanks, as always, to our pregame show sponsor tonight, Witt Plumbing. They're with us on the ESPN 1550 KICS games. After the play-by-play here tonight, stay tuned for the Player of the Game program, Hastings Vision Clinic, our sponsor there, and then the coach's postgame show, Bill Hamburger Remodeling, our sponsor for that program. And again, thanks to all of our sponsors and all of our sports booster sponsors for this 2010-2011 season. Hastings High trails by three. 30-27, Centennial basketball. Tigers down by three, and they got to play some defense here. Clint Gruber with the basketball. Menke on him, gives up his dribble, passes now to Guerin. The Broncos look to go inside again to the 6'8 John DeWard. On the wing is Kuchera. Broncos going to make a concerted effort here, slow things down even more than they have. Again, battle back after trailing 10-1 after the first quarter, taking the lead in this fourth quarter, led by as many as four. It's now three. Guerin with it. It's 1:33 to go. The Tigers have committed five team fouls, so they still have one to give before free throws. So the Tigers will have to think about fouling here pretty quick. 1:25 clock continues to run. Gruber dribbles the basketball. Back out to Guerin. Kendall Guerin to the free throw line. Works it into the lane. Puts the shot up and scores. Kendall Guerin, good work inside. He has seven this quarter. This half, nine in the game, 32-27, five-point lead, 1:05 to go. The Tigers will have to hurry now. They're down by five with 1 minute to go. Menke has it, looks inside to Welke, no pass to Reimer. To Opperman, 55 seconds to play to Menke. Fakes, gets into the lane, puts up the shot. He goes down and a whistle, no blocking foul on the Broncos, so Brady Menke will go to the line. Foul going to be called on the Broncos. Aaron DeWard, that's his third, but for the Tigers, Brady Menke to go to the free throw line to shoot two, as the Broncos over the 10 foul limit, so the Tigers will shoot two from here on in. 32-28 as Menke makes the first, he has five. 32-28, 4-point Bronco lead, 52 seconds to go. Second one good by Menke, and a quick timeout, Hastings High. So we'll take a timeout with 52 seconds to play. Centennial 32, Hastings High 29. We're back in 30 seconds.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
52.8 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Centennial 32, Hastings High 29 after Brady Menke makes two free throws. Pull the Tigers within three. In case you're wondering, Centennial from the free throw line is only a 55% free throw shooting team, and the Tigers have committed five team fouls. Other city basketball finals tonight. St. Cecilia completes a sweep over Lexington. St. Cecilia girls 64, Lexington 54. Hastings High boys, St. Cecilia boys, all over Lexington, Hawks 61, the Minutemen 29. 52 seconds to play, Centennial 32, Hastings 29. Tigers with full court pressure. Broncos to come the length of the floor. Keaton Kucera will inbound. He is not guarded, gets it into Kendall Guerin. Guerin in the backcourt. Double teamed across the timeline. Lost control of it out of bounds. It's off the Tiger. It'll stay with the Broncos. Tyler Rebarger out there with four fouls for the Tigers. Menke on the floor. Opperman, Reimer. And Welke in the front court. Now it's Kucera, and he's fouled by Patrick Opperman. So the Tigers are going to have to play run and chase here. That's the sixth foul. It's a non-shooting situation. So the Broncos will try to throw it in as Ty Anderson is going to check in here for the Tigers. And Will Reimer goes out. 41 seconds to go. That was the sixth team foul on the Tigers. So Kucera will throw it in on the near sideline. Does to John DeWard. Three-point Bronco lead. One possession game. But the Tigers are down. And they have to foul again. And that'll send the Broncos to the line. Patrick Opperman picks up two in a row there. He now has three. And going to the free throw line for the one and one is going to be Keaton Kucera. Keaton Kucera, 68% free throw shooter. And had the one and one on the seventh team foul. He scored six. He's their leading scorer on average. Makes the first. Earns the bonus. Big make there. Makes it a two-possession game. 33-29. Will Reimer will come back in for Hastings High. 36.4 seconds. Welke out. So the Tigers down by four. Keaton Kucera eyes the second free throw. Up and good. Buries them both. 34-29. Tigers will have to hurry. It's Menke across the timeline with 32 seconds to play. To Reimer. Five-point game. Reimer for three. In the hole, Will Reimer. Reimer has five. 34-32 and a quick timeout. Hastings High. We'll keep it here during this timeout. It's going to be a short one, so we'll keep it here. Will Reimer buries a three. And the Tigers get a quick timeout. 27.2 seconds to go. And it's 34-32 Centennial. So we're back to a one-possession game. So, of course, a very big make there for the Tigers. 34-32. Reimer with all five of his points this half. And Hastings High down by two. 34-32. We'll see what they throw up at the Broncos this time. Tigers will send out Menke and Welke and Opperman and Reimer and Anderson. Of course, full court pressure in the backcourt. Kucera will inbound for the Broncos. Looking and Doug gets it inbounds to John DeWard, the 6'8 senior. Gives the basketball up and a foul at the timeline. Clint Gruber fouled by Will Reimer. So Reimer picks up the foul. The eighth team foul, one and one for Clint Gruber. Gruber, a 33% free throw shooter. He has not scored in this game. Averages only 1.8 a game. Rebarger in, Welke out. So a 33% free throw shooter. Gruber, 1-1. 2-point lead, Broncos. In the hole. Gruber earns the bonus. 35-32. Oh, the importance of making free throws, especially the front end of a 1-1. Gruber's second. It's up. It is in and out. No good. One possession game. 35-32. 20 seconds to play. Menke, front court for the Tigers. A three will tie it. Menke gives up his dribble. Inside to Anderson with 13. Turns, fakes, shoots. No good. Rebound, Guerin. In the backcourt, he's fouled in the play with 8 seconds to go. Kendall Guerin fouled in the backcourt. He'll go to the line for the 1-1. And if he makes this first, the Tigers are going to be in dire shape. It'll be a four-point game. 8 seconds to play. Kendall Guerin, who scored 9-7 this half, 1-1. And the Tigers are going to take a timeout here with 8 seconds to play. We will take a timeout. 35 Centennial, 32 Hastings, 8 seconds to play, back in 30 seconds.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Kendall Guerin will step to the free throw line for the Centennial Broncos with a 1-1. Centennial 35, Hastings 32, 8 seconds to go. So, obviously, if Kendall Guerin makes this first, the Tigers are going to be in real tough shape here. Guerin has not attempted a free throw. He is a 70% free throw shooter, 1-1, with 8 seconds to play. Guerin's free throw in the air. It is short, no good. The Tigers have a chance. Backcourt, it's Rebarger. Menke with 5 seconds to go across the timeline. He's fouled in the play. Fouled before he can throw it up. And the Broncos elect to foul Brady Menke with 3 seconds to go. They're over the 1-1 limit, so Menke's going to have the 1-1 bonus. So obviously Brady Menke's got to make the first one, intentionally miss the second when the Tigers need a rebound. So a foul there by Gruber. He was instructed to foul Menke before he could get the three-point shot off. Brady's free throw is up, and it'll be good. Menke has 7, 35, 33 with 3 seconds to go. And there's going to be a timeout. Hastings High with 3 seconds to go. The Tigers will be at the free throw line when we return. Take a timeout. 3 seconds to play. Centennial 35, Hastings 33, back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
3.1 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Centennial 35, Hastings 33. When we come out of this timeout, the Tigers' Brady Menke, who made the first, will get another free throw. Brady's 3 out of 3 from the line this quarter, 4 out of 5 on the night, 5 out of 6 on the night. Or will he miss it intentionally to give the Tigers a chance to get the rebound put back to tie it or win it in regulation? So we'll see what the strategy is. It's a two-point game, so the Tigers will throw it up from the free throw line. Brady Menke there. 3 seconds to play. Eric Garwish, 6'8". Cade Welke, 6'3". First rebound. The shot is up, off, no good. Tipped up by the Broncos. Going to the floor is Welke. Can't get it off, and a whistle. With no seconds to play on the clock, the ball goes out of bounds. The officials are all looking at each other. The horn did not sound that we heard. Menke missed the free throw intentionally. He flew in there to try to get the rebound. Welke tried to grab it. Cade went to the floor, couldn't control it. The ball went out of bounds. And the clock has 0.0, but the horn has not gone off. So the officials are going to have to determine if the clock is officially off. And it looks like they're saying the game is over. The officials say the game is over, although the horn did not sound that we heard. Nothing left on the clock, and it probably would have been Bronco basketball anyway, but the officials say this one is over. The Tigers attempt to miss the free throw intentionally. They did, but could not grab the rebound to put the foot back in to tie it. And the clock runs out, and the Centennial Broncos come to Hastings and beat the Tigers. The final score: the Centennial Broncos 35, the Hastings Tigers 33. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures! Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Welcome back to the Jungle, the Hastings High Gymnasium. Our boys' high school game tonight is now over, and the Centennial Broncos defeat the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 35-33. The Broncos coming back from a 10-1 deficit after the first quarter in this game, trailed by four at halftime, got their first lead of the contest after 1-0 in the game. The first lead after that at the 4:55 mark of this fourth quarter, 28-26. Hastings High dropped at 35-33 to the Broncos. The Broncos 6 out of 9 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, 7 of 11 for the game, well over 60% there as they averaged 55% from the line, but the Broncos hit 7 of 11 in the game, 6 out of 9 in the fourth quarter. Hastings High hurt inside defensively by big 6'8 John DeWard and Logan Bruins and Keaton Kuchera inside as DeWard had 10. And also hurt from the outside from Kendall Guerin as he had 9 points in the game. So a bit of an inside and outside game for the Broncos in the last three quarters, hurting the Tigers. And the Tigers get only one player in double figures, Patrick Opperman, 12 points as they are 8 points under their season average. So the Tigers struggled offensively, couldn't get much inside against the big John DeWard in there as he plays the defense inside. And the good defense by the Broncos tonight against the Tigers, and the Tigers fall here 35-33. The Tigers had a chance to tie it at the end as they get the first free throw made by Brady Menke to make it 35-33 with 3 seconds to go. He intentionally misses the second. He tries to get the offensive rebound. Cade Welke in there also. Welke got his hands on the ball but then hit the floor, went to the floor, lost it out of bounds, and the clock ran out. Officials determined, despite the horn or buzzer not going off that we heard, the ball goes out of bounds, and the officials say, with 0.0 on the board, that the game was indeed over, and Hastings High lost it by the score of 35-33. The Tigers led 10-1 after the first quarter. Centennial got the first point of the game. The Tigers the next 10 and led 10-1 after the first quarter. The first field goal of the night for the Broncos was at the 5:45 mark of the second quarter. That made it 10-3. So the Tigers, after leading 10-1 in the first, could not extend that lead into the second quarter. The Broncos finally get on the board, make it 10-3. It was 10-5. It ended up being 15-11 Hastings at the half. And then in the second half, the Broncos outscored the Tigers 24-18 and win it by two. The Tigers' lead cut to 18-17 in the third. It was 26-25 after three. The first lead since the 1-0 for the Broncos was 28-26 with 4:55 to go in the game. It went up to 32-27. Tigers cut it to 32-29. It went to 34-29 Broncos, 34-32 on a Will Reimer three-point field goal with 27 seconds to go. But then a free throw made by Centennial made it 35-32. Then the final free throw by Menke, 35-33. But the Tigers cannot control the basketball for the tying putback at the end. The time runs out, and Centennial wins it by the score of 35-33. For the Tigers, Patrick Opperman scores 12. He led the way. 7 for Brady Menke. 5 for Cade Welke. 5 for Will Reimer. And 4 for Tyler Rebarger. So 12 for Opperman to lead the way for the Tigers. The Tigers, 9 out of 16 from the free throw line. They are barely over 50%. They miss 7 free throws tonight. 12 for Opperman to lead the way. 10 for John DeWard, the 6'8 senior for Centennial. 9 for Kendall Guerin, and he had 7 of those in the second half. 8 for Keaton Kuchera, the leading scorer on the season for the Broncos. He had 8 tonight, 4 for Logan Bruins, 3 for Aaron DeWard, 1 for Clint Gruber. So one man in double figures, John DeWard, he has 10, but Kendall Guerin had 9. Keaton Kucera has 8. That's kind of the balanced scoring Centennial has been getting all season long. The Tigers with Patrick Opperman with 12 to lead the way. Again, the Broncos 6 out of 9 from the line in the fourth quarter, 7 of 11 from the free throw line, so they miss only 4 free throws, and Centennial wins it by the score of 35-33, and the Tigers fall to 2-10 on the year. Their next outing will be at Grand Island Northwest this Friday night. Centennial, Bob Fish comes to town, comes back home, so to speak, and wins tonight with his Centennial ball club. They're now 5-8, and they will host Heartland from over in Henderson, Heartland, on Friday night. Well, that will do it for the play-by-play portion of things here on ESPN 1550 KICS, but stay tuned. More to come from the Tiger Gym. We'll have the player of the game. We'll name our Tiger player of the game in this loss, and then the coach's post-game show to follow. We hope to hear from Scott Rosno, head coach of the Hastings High Tigers. The final score here tonight, boys high school basketball, the Centennial Broncos 35, the Hastings High Tigers 33. Stay tuned. The player of the game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
And now we head back to the gym for the player of the game. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.
Centennial wins it by the score of 35-33 over the Hastings High Tigers tonight in boys high school basketball. The Tigers with that chance at the end after a missed free throw, but could not gain control of the ball for the tying field goal, and they drop it. Outscored 24-18 in the second half of play after a two-point Tiger lead at halftime. Patrick Opperman had 12 to lead the way in scoring. Brady Menke with 7 for the Tigers, including 3 out of 4 from the line in the fourth quarter of play. And 5 apiece for Cade Welke and Will Reimer, all 5 of Will's points in the second half. But the Tigers drop at 35-33. We'll name our Tiger player of the game right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Tigers drop it here by the score of 35-33, and we'll give our player of the game to maybe the one bright spot of a few tonight for the Tigers, as they scored only 33 points. But Patrick Opperman with 12 points. He had 5 in the first quarter, a three-point field goal in the second, 3 more points in the third, 1 out of 2 from the line in the fourth. So 12 for Patrick Opperman, and we'll give our player of the game to Patrick Opperman and get a certificate out to Patrick for that accomplishment here tonight in the Tiger loss. So the 12 points on the night for Patrick Opperman led the way before Hastings High. So the 6'3" junior, Patrick Opperman, is our Hastings High player of the game in the 35-33 loss for the Tigers to Centennial. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street. Call 462-8816. Stay tuned. Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show, next up on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
Welcome back to the Hastings High Gym as the Tigers drop this one to Centennial by the score of 35-33. We hope to hear from Scott Rosno, head basketball coach of the Hastings High boys, and not made it up here yet, probably still in discussion with his team and the other coaches in the Tiger locker room. The Tigers led it 10-1 after the first quarter, 15-11 at halftime, only 26-25 after three. The Centennial gets its first lead since 1-0 at the 4:55 mark of the fourth quarter, 28-26, and they banged down six out of nine free throws in the fourth quarter and won at 35-33. Some other action tonight involving local teams on the basketball floor. The Lexington girls and boys come to St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia wins them both. St. Cecilia girls 64, Lexington 54, and the St. Cecilia boys beat Lexington 61-29 tonight. We'll take our time out as Coach Rosno will join us on the Coach's post-game show. We'll take our time out and talk to the coach right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Okay, welcome back to the Tiger Gym. Scott Rosno has joined us, the head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers, as the Tigers drop this one to Centennial, 35-33. It's a tough loss, Coach. The basketball team drops this one tonight by two, and it's just a tough way to go for the Tigers tonight after the great start, leading 10-1 after the first quarter of play. But what do you think is the biggest key to this one tonight for Centennial?
They executed well. They found their bigs inside, and they hit some timely shots against a very poorly ran zone defense, and that really sums a lot of it up. We struggled on the offensive end, had some poor spacing. We tried a little bit of an alternate offense, a little bit in the third quarter, it just really never got on the right track, and so, 33 points, I guess, is where we stand, and, you got to give Centennial some of that credit. They bent and didn't break as far as what they were doing. They're down 10-1, and they stuck with their game plan.
They made a concerted effort to get it inside of the big guy, John DeWard, 6'8", and Logan Bruins working in there a little too, and Keaton Kuchera. You talk about switching up, going to a zone. You wanted to try to keep that ball out of the inside, but they were able to get some points in the second quarter especially, and then they made their free throws in the fourth quarter. So and Kendall Gearing hits the outside shot. So they adjusted too, Coach. Just couldn't find anything to work to stop them inside early, and then Gearing gets some field goals in that second half. So you talk about knocking down shots. They did, and your guys didn't.
You know what? That's a game of basketball. We had some, you can call it game of runs, but I'd say we had one, and they had three or four to answer that one, and even when we were up 15-11, they were doing a lot of the right things, whether it fell or not. We were up 17-13, they were doing right things. We tried to break faster than we could and turn the ball over, again, timely turnovers. We're in a 26-25, they make one free throw. You know, it's still a ball game, but it comes down to execution, whether you're at 0-0 or 26-all. And from that point, they kind of put us behind the eight ball. I think our kids played first and fourth quarters kind of in that aspect where we came out and jumped early and then tried to scramble to survive whatever happened out there. But it was the middle quarters in between that we became a little bit lackadaisical as far as offensive execution. And as we've already addressed, Centennial's offense, they went inside when we were in man, and they hit some timely outside when we were in zone.
Did you lose your aggression inside? Because you jump out to the 10-1 lead, and you have the opportunity for three-point plays in that first quarter and converted on two of those three-point plays. So I guess your aggression, and I guess that was kind of taken away by some of the defensive play by Centennial, but kind of lost your inside aggression after that first quarter play.
You know, we were still executing a style of offense that was going to get the ball inside to our post. John Dward, their big, played behind ours, and we didn't necessarily make always the right read. We were a little slow on the attack to the basket, and so their help side doubled over, and we had a few miscues there. And, you know, them playing behind our post took a little bit of that away where we were able to get the ball inside, but we weren't necessarily able to do anything with it.
Yeah, the basketball team led by Patrick Opperman with 12 tonight, they're really kind of the only bright spot offensively tonight, so he has another pretty good ball game, Coach. But, again, you're looking for that offensive consistency from other people, and just didn't get enough of it again tonight. And besides Patrick, nobody else in double figures. So you're still looking for other guys to get you some more points, aren't you?
Well, we are. But you know, the fact of the matter is, if that's going to be an area that we're going to struggle, then we've got to be able to make up for it on the defensive end. And I know it puts a lot of pressure on our defense, but you know, there's some weaknesses and flaws that our defense showed tonight. That if we would have corrected those, I'm not saying it would have been was going to be a high-scoring game, but it would have put us in a position that we might have been on the high side and them on the low side. So, you know, there's still both sides of the ball that we've got to take a look at still.
Well, there's always good things that will come out of this, Coach. It's the next game coming up here. You got to put this one behind you as soon as you can, and that'll start probably tomorrow when you get together to start talking more about Grand Island Northwest. That's coming up Friday. That's a district foe. It's just up the road. It's always a big meeting when these two meet. So the guys got to go back to work tomorrow, don't they?
Well, they do, and, you know, every opponent kind of presents something different. GI Northwest is a team that's going to be similar in age of our kids. They're going to be similar in style, similar in size. You know, it's going to come down to, at this point, a little bit of heart and soul. And, you know, we've had a couple of our leaders step up and address that issue with the team. And you know, they've kind of talked about the fact that, you know, as we told the kids, this is that point of the season where it's not necessarily a make-or-break game, but it's a make-or-break as far as what we do. We've got a lot of discouraged kids sitting down as far as, you know, just falling short. And I told them, I said, you know, sometimes we need to walk in to the locker room after our practices. I said, if our practices are lackadaisical or not quite the right effort, then it's going to be the same thing in the game. And so, you know, we've got to understand that one definitely leads to the other.
Yeah, and it is a tough thing to put something like this game behind you quickly, but that's what the guys are going to have to do. Northwest is up Friday, Coach. Appreciate you coming up here. It's a tough loss, indeed so, but Friday's a new night, and we'll see what happens. We'll have it on the radio with the guys and the Hastings High girls on Friday. Thanks for coming up, and back to work tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Blaine.
Scott Rosno, boys basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. They dropped this one 35-33 to the Centennial Broncos here tonight. So the former Hastings High grad and Hastings College affiliation, Bob Fish, comes to town, and Centennial beats Hastings High. Bob makes his kind of makes a return trip home, so to speak, here tonight, and his Centennial Broncos beat the Hastings Tigers by the score of 35-33. A reminder for you, broadcast plans tomorrow on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio. We will have the Hastings College women and men playing at Nebraska Wesleyan in the GPAC. The women's game at 6, the men at 8, 5:45 pregame tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. On our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, that's KKPR FM. It'll be the Tri-City Storm on the ice of the United States Hockey League playing at Sioux Falls. And a reminder, as we mentioned here, Coach Rosno, we will have the Hastings High girls and boys doubleheader at Grand Island Northwest this coming Friday night on the 1230 KHS. The girls game at 6, the boys at 7:45, pregame at 5:45 on a Friday as the Tiger girls and boys play at Grand Island Northwest in their next action. Well, that'll take care of things here from the jungle. The Tiger gym are now pretty much deserted here after the basketball game here tonight. Boys high school basketball tonight, the Hastings High Tigers lead it 10-1 after the first quarter, but can't hold off the Broncos of Centennial, and Centennial battles all the way back and wins it by the score of 35-33. Well, that will do it here from the Hastings High gym. For Brad Beam, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give them a call at 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.